Hello guys, thanks for tuning in to Change is Love. Something I wanted to talk to you guys about tonight. So I was out getting something to eat, me and my children, and I know it's quarantine, we're supposed to be 6 feet apart, but anyway, I couldn't help but sit next to this beautiful middle-aged woman. So we're sitting, we're having a conversation, and I'm telling her, like, hey, you know, you're very beautiful. And she was like, well, thank you. She compliments me back. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, she asked me how long I had been here. And I told her, oh, I've been here in Florida for 4 years, almost five. You know, I hate it. I'm ready to go. Blah, 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 blah. So she goes on to ask me, was I single? And I told her, I said, yeah, you know, I kind of fucked up a situation or whatever. And we gets into talking about that. And I tell her, I'm like, yeah, he's 13 years older than me or whatever. But it's not his fault that we broke up. I lied to him. So she gets into about like her situation and how her significant other is also 13 years older than her. And we start talking about my brothers and how my brother was married to this wonderful woman. And how he screwed it up. And I was telling her, I was just like, yeah, you know, my brother was married to this wonderful woman. They had beautiful children together. And then he decided that he was going to leave her. And then months later or a year later or whenever, I have no idea how long he had been knowing his current wife, but they got together and then they got married later on and talked to his ex-wife, my nephew's mother. And she told me, oh no, he cheated on me with her. And let me give you a background of his ex-wife. Beautiful woman. She's black, beautiful, and very intelligent. Went to college, speaks very well, love her children, takes care of them. And when she loves hard, hard worker, very independent, very caring and nurturing. Goal-oriented, everything that most people would want in a woman. So when I asked my brother, like, hey, why did you divorce her? And he said he just wasn't happy and that he wanted something else. He wanted something new. And I was like, how? She was the perfect woman for you and the perfect mother at that. So we get into that. So the young lady that I was sitting with, she made this comment, or better yet, this statement that stuck out to me. And she said, why when a man fuck up a situation, he always still wins? They always still wins. And I looked at her and I said, really good question. So as we're pondering through this whole thing, she said, you know, it boggles me that what your brother did and he still came out on top. A highly intelligent woman, once again, she makes a lot of money at the end of the day. She takes care of her children. She takes care of his needs. And she does all the same things that his ex-wife did. And he still tries to cheat on his current wife. The same thing that she did, that he did to her. And I made the statement, I said, you know, the saddest part about it is that she feel like she won. And in actuality, she was the one who lost. Because when you go back and you think about it, you know, I hear people always say, well, a person will do right for the person that they really want to be with. That's not always the case. People, we develop a pattern of behavior. And that pattern of behavior, sometimes it's not a good behavior or a good pattern to have. We end up missing out on so much in life because we're used to chasing crumbs. Like, when are we going to change that? When are we going to say that, hey, I deserve more. I demand more. Or I've seen how you treated your significant other or your spouse, your partner. And you think that you are going to yet win with me. And you can't. Sometimes we have to be that one that says, no, you messed up a good thing with what you had. You can't have me. Sometimes that's so difficult to do, though. Especially when you're up in a situation where you've dealt with a person for so long, you've been friends and you like that person, but you can't help but to think about what they did to the next person. And yet they went again. So as we continue that conversation, she makes another statement. She said, is it because women, we allow them to win over and over again? We don't hold them accountable. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. We see them messing up. We see them doing the things that we know we would not want them to do with us. But then we turn around and we invite those type of people into our lives, and yet they win again. And then when we get our hearts broken, we sit up there and we think as women, what did I do to deserve this? And in actuality, you did nothing. You just thought that that person could change because they are with you. But that's not always the case. Again, it's a pattern. It's a behavioral issue. But we as women, we have to stop giving ourselves to people just because we're afraid to be alone. We have to stop dealing with people out of fear. We have to stop settling because we feel like it's the best thing for us at that moment. It's not. Sometimes we have to learn to be patient. What's for us will come. What's not, it won't. What matters to someone will show. And if you're not a priority, then you would never matter to that person, no matter the relationship. But that's all I got. Let me know what you think. Again, thank you for tuning in to Change is Love. You guys have a great evening.